Ai hoki mai anō tērā waiata koe tonu rā, ngā kai waiata ko Hiringa Wera. A kei konei taku kai kōrero, a aroha mai kia māu e tēnei wahanga, e mea mēna kia e pupui ana te hau i runga i te hau kāinga, i te rerenga wairua e Wainganui a Ngāti Kuri, ngari te mea paike, kei te kōrero atu a hau kia ia mō tēnei wahanga o a mātou kai kōrero. E pāna ki te rerenga wairua. Nā e hoa mā hakarongo mai. Tēnā koe, Sheridan Waitai, pihana koe tēnei rā.
He āhua ngenge a hau. But all good fire, we keep going.
Ai, pono. I me here tonu ne, nā te mea ai. Hoki e. Ka pā mai te urutā kia tātou katoa, hoi no me korikori ake kia eke ake kia tino mahi e ia rā kia mō ngā painga mō tātou katoa. Ngāri aha koa Sheridan, e tēnei waha kia au e kōrero tēnā kia koe. E hari ana a hau e mahi pai katoa koutou i tēnā pito o tō tātou hau kāinga a te rerenga wairua. Ano kia Ngāti Kuri me te aupouri a koutou katoe nōno o mene te hau kāinga. Ka mutu i tēnei wāanga ka titiroa ke au e ngā kōrero e pāpā maina kia te rerenga wairua. Ko puta te kōrero i kone a te rua te kaumā waru, that tērā wiki ne i te rā.
Ai,
ka mutu a reira kua ka pōrengi e koutou. Pēhā ngā whakatatunga mō tērā.
Oh, so here te aku reo e whaia. So just about the call this morning, is that around us closing down our COVID stuff now in our new positioning?
Aye.
Yeah. So we're still actually going. So the Ngāti Kuri and Te Aupouri COVID team, we're still going. We've pivoted to provide kai into our kura, into all our schools. Ngāti Kuri's always provided hot meals in schools, so now we've been able to extend that into te kau, so that's been choice. We still have quite a lot of our kaumātua that are needing support, because even though we've gone to a level 2, we still have to be, I suppose, safe and be at a level of safety where we constantly get advised that it's best for those that have pre-existing conditions or are quite old to kind of still self-isolate. So with that, we've had to continue in the back, and we kind of know who those ones are because we've been working with them over a period of time and still touching in with our whānau. We've had several hui in Te Hapua on our marae atia, so and now we can in the whare, where our kaumātua has been quite aware of every part of the journey and every next step. The important thing for us now, and that's what we're focused on, Victor Goldsmith and I and the rest of the COVID team, is what does recovery look like and what do we need to do in the future? So I hope, and we live in hope, that we'll be able to continue to work on things such as housing, creating employment, creating different food chains or food markets. I think what we need to be mindful of is that it's been a whole global disruption, and every single business, every single organisation has been impacted some way, shape or form. And we know that across the country nationally we have 70,000 taitamariki or rangatahi that are leaving school and going into first level jobs or university, you know, very shortly, the end of the year. And what does that look like for them when a lot of those jobs aren't there? You know, the hospitality, different kind of first level entry jobs. So So what we have been doing, and Victor's been really awesome at this actually, Victor Goldsmith, the new CE for Joe Pody, is looking at that economic recovery and what opportunities come out of that that we collectively can work on as iwi in Taitokiro.
Kia ora.
So there's been some positives that have come out of forming those collaborations with iwi. But yeah, still a hard journey. We have been in a global disruption, so it is going to impact us, and we probably won't see the full impacts of that for another few months, in a year's time.
Lovely. All right. I must congratulate you on the COVID. I believe you practically had the best of meals from what I gather around the runangas around here, that you've done extremely well, the two runangas up there, Ngāti Kuri and Te Aupōuri, and you've collaborated quite well with everything regarding the kaumātuas and even the families up there. I believe they've done extremely well. And in those comments, I see it's done well, and you've got the new CEO of Te Aupōuri that's injecting a few new areas for you fellas to explore, and that's great in itself for you lot. Now, I'm still going to go back for that reason for Te Rerenga Wairua opening will reopen on the 28th. Is that not quite right, eh?
On the 29th.
Oh, okay. It's that when it's open. Okay. Kia ora mai mō tēnā. Now, the other thing I was going to ask is, is Ngāti Kuri working with DOC in any relationships of development up there at all?
Oh, yeah, there isn't any real development. We have relationships with the DOC and many other government departments, as iwi does. But we always have our own flight plan, which is the Te Ara Whānui or Ngāti Kuri. And so we have many organisations, probably more not non-government than we actually do have governments, that work with us in this in our space. But yeah, we do work with DOC. Yeah.
And can I just ask, how is your relationship with the Transport Association?
Oh, te waka kotahi.
Aye.
You know what, Foya? The best person to interview for this stuff is Harry, because I don't actually hold those relationships.
With Harry Burkhardt, and I find him hard to...
He always tells us, my phone's always on, so just call him.
All right, yeah. I have been trying in the past, but I will try him next time I get hold of him, you know. Okay, finally for the negative press and commentary from people outside the Rohe, are you happy with what you've done? In my eyes, I seem to answer it that it's doing very well between the two Rohes. What's your assumption of it?
I think COVID gave us an opportunity, and I mean, I've had the privilege to be in a bit of a leadership role, but to be honest, Fire, it's the people on the ground, it's the haukainga, and it's been... I have seen some amazing leadership and rock stars come through.
Aye.
But it's not about any individual. It's come down to how we've worked together for a shared purpose. I think as we wash out and we close out the immediate response to COVID, and then collectively as iwi, in Te Huku and wider, we look at what that reset looks like and what we can share in terms of future vision, future state. All I know is how things were before. If we go back to doing the same, we'll have got it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, because everything changes now.
Aye.
We are in a global disruption together.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for all those conversations about the two iwis up there. And I'm glad they're binding very well. Over the many years, and I've grown up knowing the competitiveness of both iwis, but look, this one has been, that
hey,
COVID
Claire,
has really...
The harder you fight, the closer you are. Remember that?
Yeah. And of course, you know, the COVID has really brought us all together, and I think it's going to be world of wonders for all of us.
It will be. Good yeah. to reset with ourselves with our way to our whenua.
Exactly. Yes.
We've got lots to celebrate, and we forget that, eh?
All right, yes. Yeah. Okay, kia ora mai anō.
I'll see you up here soon.
Kia ora mai anō, kia koe me wene kōrero a taua, te ātahua, te reka, kamu te pānaki tō tātou iwi kei kona e nōnō mai anō. Nā kia koe anō, Sheridan, kia ora mai anō mō au kaupapa e takoto mai nā mō ngā taha o tātou iwi, ne?